8. Mia hears the woman who will become Susanna as she sings her song. She hears the others join in one by one until they are all singing together in a choir, and overhead is the Mississippi moon raining its radiance down on their faces, some black, some white. And upon the cold steel rails of the tracks which run behind the hotel, tracks which run south from here, which run out to Longdale, the town where on August 5th of 1964 the badly decomposed bodies of their amigos will be found. James Cheney, 21. Andrew Goodman, 21. Michael Schwerner, 24. Oh, Discordia! And to you who favor darkness, give you joy of the red eye that shines there. She hears them sing. All through this earth I'm bound to ramble, through storm and wind, through sleet and rain. I'm bound to ride that northern railroad. Nothing opens the eye of memory like a song, and it is Odetta's memories that lift Mia and carry her as they sing together, Det and her comrades under the silvery moon. Mia sees them walking hence from here with their arms linked, singing, "Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe." Another song, the one they feel defines them most clearly. The faces lining the street and watching them are twisted with hate. The fists being shaken at them are calloused. The mouths of the women who purse their lips to shoot the spit that will clabber their cheeks, dirty their hair, stain their shirts, are paintless, and their legs are without stockings, and their shoes are nothing but run-over lumps. There are men in overalls. Oshkosh, by gosh, someone say hallelujah. There are teenage boys in clean white sweaters and flat-top haircuts, and one of them shouts at Odetta, carefully articulating each word, "We will kill every goddamn nigger who steps foot on the campus of Ole Miss." And the camaraderie, in spite of the fear, because of the fear, the feeling that they are doing something incredibly important, something for the ages. They will change America, and if the price is blood, why then they will pay it. Say true, say hallelujah, praise God, give up your loud amen. Then comes the white boy named Darryl, and at first he couldn't. He was limp, and he couldn't. And then later on he could. And Odetta's secret other, the screaming, laughing, ugly other, never came near. Darryl and Det lay together until morning, slept spoons until morning beneath the Mississippi moon, listening to the crickets, listening to the owls, listening to the soft, smooth hum of the earth turning on its gimbals, turning and turning ever further into the 20th century. They are young, their blood runs hot, and they never doubt their ability to change everything. It's fare you well, my own true lover. This is her song in the weeds behind the Blue Moon Motor Hotel. This is her song beneath the moon. I'll never see your face again. It's Odetta Holmes at the apotheosis of her life, and Mia is there. She sees it, feels it, is lost in its glorious and some would say stupid hope. Ah, but I say hallelujah, we all say God bomb. She understands how being afraid all the time makes one's friends more precious, how it makes every bite of every meal sweet, how it stretches time until every day seems to last forever, leading on to velvet night. And they know James Cheney is dead. Say true. They know Andrew Goodman is dead. Say hallelujah. They know Michael Schwerner, oldest of them and still just a baby at 24, is dead. Give up your loudest amen. They know that any of them is also eligible to wind up in the mud of Longdale or Philadelphia at any time. The night after this particular hoot behind the Blue Moon, most of them, Odetta included, will be taken to jail and her time of humiliation will begin. But tonight she's with her friends, with her lover. And they are one, and Discordia has been banished. Tonight they sing, swaying with their arms around each other. The girls sing maid, the boys sing man.